When the sun rises on the farmland, there is so much Shakti that everything is okay. I couldn't tell whether Dad was trying to convey a simple concept, that the sun had great power, whether I'd misheard what he said. Dad's speech is a little slurred sometimes. Whether my Punjabi was once again proving deficient, or whether he was, terrifyingly, claiming he'd power over the sun. I'm not sure what you mean, Dad.
I mean, in the morning, when the sun rises, it is because of Shakti.
Is that something you learnt at the day centre?
No. I worked it out myself.
He lifted a finger and rubbed an area of inflamed skin on his forehead. Okay, Dad. The implications raced through my mind, and I fell back to the comfort platitudes. Are you going to the temple later?
Yes.
Nice day for a walk, isn't it?
Yes.
The next day I was up and about, or at least had returned to staring at the wall-mounted gas heater in my bedroom. An improvement of sorts. Thinking about possibly heading back to London, when there was a soft knock on my bedroom door. It was Dad, who had just come back from his morning walk, one of the fixed elements of his daily routine. There's a question I always ask the people I interview for newspaper profiles. Can you run me through a typical day of your life? I always ask it because it's an inoffensive opener and because it amuses me that the answer is always the same. Actually, there's no such thing as a typical day in my life, they say. But Dad is different. He really does have a typical day. He wakes up at 6:30 a.m., drinks his hot tea straight from the stove, watches BBC Parliament for an hour or two, goes for a walk to the day centre or the temple, comes back, has a sausage sandwich, goes for a walk to the temple,